producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's Friday, November 28th, 2014. We'll be live this Sunday in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But we're in a time warp right now. I'm taping this for Friday. Hope you're spending time with your family as well. We're having live feeds and special reports at InfoWars.com on the Democratic Party's George Soros globalist destabilization program, using the tragedy in Ferguson to try to create a race war as a political distraction. No, that doesn't mean we like the police state either. I'm just pointing out the PSYOP. This is kind of the talk show host special coming up today. A lot of shows are powerful. Some shows are mediocre in my view, but we do the best job we can, but it really falls to me. But in rebroadcast, we can have really special shows that are better than any live show because you can stick Michael Savage with George Norrie and Tucker Carlson all together in a fusion. And the Tucker Carlson interview was really about the media. George Norrie got into a bunch of issues. Michael Savage was about the takedown of America. That's all coming up on this Friday edition. Michael Savage, George Norrie, and Tucker Carlson. Now, I talked about on Thanksgiving what I'm thankful for, and I've kind of gotten on a jag about this, thinking more and more about how thankful I am that I have the energy to want to fight tyranny. How thankful I am that I have an instinct not to want to be a slave. How thankful I am that I had parents that brought me up to be a free thinker. And how thankful I am for all you, the listeners out there, and our affiliates, and everybody that makes us able to be able to go on air, and the crew. And I think more and more, one reason America is in so much trouble is that we don't know what to be thankful for. The most unhappy people I know, they could be welfare folks, they could be yuppies, they could be trust fund kids or rich kids or, you know, whatever. They just have never been challenged. Life's boring to them. They don't care. So what? They have a so what attitude that they think is a shield when really it's a ball and chain. It is so good to care. It is so good to want to be informed. It is so good to realize how magic and wonderful consciousness is. And how incredible our short lives and experiences are. And we can share them with others. So I just want to say this. I love all of you out there. No matter what color you are or where you came from or what you're up to, as long as you care about other people and as long as you want other people to be successful and you want to be successful and you're not a hater, I love you. The people I really do dislike are the globalists that know how humans work and basically cheat. It's kind of like having the code to a video game where you never actually learn how to defeat the levels. You just already have the cheat sheet. And it's like a Don King boxing match, as I've said. It's not real. And even though a lot of negative stuff is happening and a lot of misdirected militant enthusiasm with the riots and things, there is an awakening. All the metrics, all the numbers show that. And that's really exciting. And so I'm thankful for that as well. I want to write a book about what I'm thankful for and about the mysteries of the universe and just how wonderful it is to be alive. And I hope you write a book about that, because I think in that, in really realizing how incredible life is the answer to Madison Avenue that wants to make us feel empty and alone and all by ourselves so they can then sell us their plastic culture of death that's artificial, where we give over our free will and become just repeating boxes of the diatribe and anti-human ugly dribble the system spews down on us. They don't want to spew beauty out because that would make us enlightened souls that couldn't be bound to their small ways. But there is a human spirit rising like the perpetual sleeping giant that will bring this tyranny to its knees. And that's my message to you out there on this Friday. And I know it's true. I know it's as veritas as the sun rising and setting. I know it's as veritas as the phases of the life on this planet, like the geese flying south for the winter and north for the summer. And there is a human spirit and instinct that will defeat this tyranny. It will fall. It will fail. It'll have its minute of power, its minute of destructiveness playing God. But in the end, this order of death will fall. All right, coming up, out of the gate, Michael Savage, George Norrie, Tucker Carlson, and more. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. We'll see you live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, if the Lord...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board. All supplies last. And to help everyone stock up before the next shortage, when you buy four bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the fifth one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live broadcasting worldwide. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've always believed that using information warfare and telling the truth, we can defeat the mountain of lies being put out by the collectivists and the globalists. And we can stop them building their prison planet, thus the term prison planet. Now, we're joined for the rest of the hour, the next 52 minutes, by Dr. Michael Savage, a multimedia icon in the conservative, libertarian, constitutional movement. Dr. Savage holds a master's degree in medical botany and a second in a lot of other key research areas. Additionally, he earned his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. He is the author of 25 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. He earned the coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007, michaelsavage.com or michaelsavage.wnd.com. And when I got his new book in a few days ago and had a chance to start reading it, I haven't finished it yet. It was literally like reading Veritas, because I'm not plagiarizing him. He's not plagiarizing me. Anybody that's sat back for 20 years like I have, 40-something years like he has or longer, and watched what's going on, we're repeating history. But the way he puts it and lays it out really even lit a fire under my butt. The book is Stop the Coming Civil War. I intend to finish it tonight. Got about 3 chapters left. It's a big book, but a powerful read. I have no stock in it. I intend to sell it later as soon as we can get it in. It's Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Michael Savage, number one New York Times best-selling author. Everything you see with Homeland Security has been flipped from Al-Qaeda and radical Islam to Tea Party, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarian groups, constitutionalists, pro-life groups, the IRS persecuting them, going after free speech, banning Halloween parties, dressing like cowboys or Indians at colleges. It's a tyranny. These people are not liberals like Thomas Jefferson. They are autocratic control freaks like Joseph Stalin. And Dr. Savage has been exposing this for decade after decade after decade, and now it's coming to a head. Homeland Security is fully converting over to go after the American people. The gun confiscation has already begun in New York, California, and other areas. The persecution is right out of, well, Nazi Germany. Hitler from 33 to about 39 ratcheted up political harassment, audits, going after businesses of groups he didn't like. We're seeing a cold war against anyone loyal to common sense and freedom. Now, I'm done ranting. I want to give Dr. Savage the floor here. But he gets it. I get it. A few others get it. Joseph Farah gets it. But undoubtedly, and I talk to top Pentagon brass on air and off air. I have top CIA sources. You hear them here. People that are on my show right after they brief Congress. The military knows Obama and others are funding radical Islam. They know the borders are open. They know they're letting Ebola in. They know they're shutting down the power plants. They know they're shutting down the businesses and passing taxes to kill the country. This is to bankrupt us under Cloward and Piven. But it's beyond that. And now they want to start a civil war with Obama at its head as the new Lincoln. Now, Savage has been saying that for 8 years. They're now making all the preparations to do it. His book is so timely. It is the talking points of truth. It could end up being one of the most important books of the modern era if people get it and get it out to others and if every talk show host covers these points, because I've been living this. I know this is accurate, and it's finally on paper. I never got Obama Deception 2 out. I was too busy. Its subtitle was The Coming Second American Civil War. Okay? So thank God this got put out, but from his gravitas perspective. Now, I'm hyperventilating here, sir, because if people don't pay attention to this, we're not going to save this country, and it's going to collapse in my view. Am I wrong? Am I right? You got the floor.
Well, people, look, I want to start from the point of view of the doubters and the skeptics, Alex. I always think about what the people listening to me who don't agree with us think. Some of them are intelligent, obviously, and they listen to us because they know we're super intelligent, but they don't agree with us. They think we're hysterics or alarmists. So I would start by addressing those who say, come on, you're just trying to peddle a book. What civil war? Well, first of all, Obama declared a civil war the day he took office. Didn't he say he was going to transform America? Didn't he say he was a transformational president? Well, he's done everything he said he was going to do, but not entirely. He's done it in 6 years, a very good job for the globalists. Take a look at every aspect of this government. And I don't mean just the government. Each chapter is interesting. I rephrased before I published it to the war on. The war on our borders, language, culture. Can anyone listening to Alex's show right now say that they have not attacked the borders, our language, and our culture? How about the war on the U.S. military? The war on American medicine? I'll talk about Ebola. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. If you like your ED68 virus in your child's school, you can keep your ED68. It was brought in by the trainload from Central America this summer. What I love most is I did a chapter of the war on civil rights. Obama poses as the great champion of civil rights. Oh, really? Tell that to those targeted by the IRS. Tell that to those being snooped on by the NSA. What civil rights? You mean for the rioters and the freeloaders and the grifters? Seems they have civil rights and the rest of us don't. The war in our schools. Who can argue that our schools are better than they were before he took office? The children are dumber than they've ever been. We are now below that of, I think, Nicaragua in learning. I've never seen anything like it. When I first moved to California, I loved the fact that I was a poor grad student. I had two children, God bless them, and I knew I could never afford to send them to private school. The University of California, Cal State, public schools were at the top of the heap in the country. You know where they are now? About that of Tijuana. I wonder how that happened. So whatever you look at, whatever this person has touched and his radical leftist band of not-so-merry pranksters has been decimated. So he has declared a civil war on us, Alex. It's not like, oh, there's going to be a civil war. There is a civil war. But it's the type that you've been talking about for years, the cloven hoof method. I mean, a Clovis Piven method or whatever. We've all known the little secret methods that they've used, but call it the cloven hoof method. You don't have to start a civil war with a gun. It's far more effective if you do it through brainwashing, and you own the press, and you own the media, and there's a government media complex, which we know exists. All along, Alex, I prayed that there would be some godsend that would save us from this psychotic in the White House and his band of very, very dangerous people. You're going to think I'm a little weird here when I say that Ebola may be the silver lining. Maybe that's going to awaken people to the fact that this man is not only incompetent, but that his radical open borders agenda is going to kill all of us. Just maybe this could be a blessing. What do you think of that idea?
I tend to agree with you. There's now bumper stickers popping up everywhere. We already got a T-shirt in the pipe showing the Obama symbol as the O in Ebola.
Yep.
And the fact that they totally opened up the borders while they're taking our basic liberties with the NSA spying on the Tea Party, the fact that they have Homeland Security saying their main threat is the Tea Party with no violence from the Tea Party, I'm really concerned, like you said a few years ago, that they could pull a false flag and try to blame it on the Liberty Movement.
Thank you. That's the whole book, Stop the Coming Civil War. I warn the readers that they're going to provoke an insurrection with agents provocateurs as a pretext for either martial law or seizing weapons, or worse than that. People say, well, it's only two more years left of him. BS. You actually think this guy's going to leave office in 2 years? I'm not so sure.
By the way, I used to disagree when people said he would stay, but now I see they're going for broke. We've never seen anything like this.
No, I've never seen anything like it. So, you know, Alex, look, I am trying to get people to read the book, obviously. I don't need to buy a new car. I don't need to buy a new house. I don't need a vacation in Boca Raton. I'm not looking to buy any more bling. As you can see, I have a lot of it on my hand.
You don't need to work 15 hours a day.
No. No. I'm 72 years old, Alex. I was a Boy Scout when I was a young kid who went around the neighborhood putting out get-out-the-vote cards on doorknobs. My father called the police at 11 at night because I got so into thinking I was a good American, I forgot the time, and I worked my little heart out. Every doorknob in Queens, New York, I hung get out the vote. I thought I was doing some good. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is we're all doing some good. And if you look at the headline on Drudge, Party Isolates Prez for Election, even his own party recognizes how unpopular he is, Alex. So what's going on? Are people awakening to him or what? If you know, Alex, I got to tell you this in terms of raw numbers. Yesterday, WorldNet Daily did an article on the book, and it said 30 Days to Save America as the head and the lead. It was a good article on the book. You know that it was linked on Drudge. They had 1.2 million hits as of this morning on that one article. Can you believe that in one day? So how is this happening? Who's reading this? Facebook, it was one of the leading stories yesterday. Well, are they waking up or what? Or is it just a joke to them? I don't really know, Alex.
Well, they better wake up because they've got the military. The military's never been more awake, as you know, because they're openly training them. That even comes out in Fox News, not just your show or my show, but I was sent the documents originally, that, quote, the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's military. That you better not be part of the Tea Party or an evangelical. What country did we wake up in where they threaten to court-martial people if they're a Christian? I mean, that is just communist China on steroids.
Michael Savage warns of second civil war, a new book. Michael Savage, conservative radio host, warns of civil war. Some of the headlines on some of the smaller blogs, conservative radio talk shows, Michael Savage warns of coming civil war. But ask yourself why I am not invited on Fox News, Alex. Are you a guest on Fox News?
No. No, not anymore. I'm banned.
Are you banned?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, you're also banned. Well, okay, you're Ray-banned like I am. They Ray-banned you. I wonder what that's about. Couldn't be related to Murdoch supporting Hillary, could it?
I know he does support her. And again, what's wrong with him? I mean, there's going to be no country if Hillary gets in.
Well, I can answer that. I pretty much know what's going on there. Look, their licenses are owned by the federal government. The FCC controls licensing. You know that. There's a big, you know, there's a big tug of war going on. They're saying, you want to stay in business? Fine. You want to buy radio stations in the same city you own TV stations and newspapers? Okay, then here's what we need. It's a trade-off. That's why I fear the government media complex. Alex, in the 60s, we were warned by the liberals, because I was a kid in college. I wasn't a kid. I was 20 years old, that the interlocking corporate directorships were to be avoided. That was the liberal credo of the time. Watch out for the interlocking corporate directorships, right? Well, now you've got newspapers, television owners, newspaper owners, radio owners, all in one city, right? How's that for interlocking corporate directorships? And the same directors sit on the boards of medical device companies, pharmaceutical companies, universities. So you've got a seamless corporate fascism that has emerged in America because of the conglomeration of all in one basket.
That's right. But the classic Napoleon or Hitler scenario where they got power over their own country, they got power over their own system, but they don't have power over the laws of nature. And now they're so arrogant out in the open. Congress has a 7% approval rating. The military is awakening to the point of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs goes to the Senate Armed Services Committee and admits that we're funding the radical Islamicists. The military brass I talk to are totally upset. The police I talk to have never been more awake. So it's almost like a best of times, worst of times, tale of two cities. There is a huge awakening happening, but the corrupt crony capitalists that have teamed up with the socialists as their political team to control the population don't care and are just saying, Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. I mean, she didn't really say that famously before the Bastille got stormed, but our political elite are saying let them eat cake as Obamacare bankrupts the country and raises payroll taxes and has death panels, all confirmed, and then John Boehner funds it. Why is John Boehner still the Speaker of the House? What is wrong with the Republican leadership? Don't they understand the socialists, once they get control, are going to take everything they've got?
I can't answer anything about Republicans, but, you know, you brought up the military. That's a sore point for me because we can disagree on a lot of things, but in an age of head-cutting and radical Islam, I think everyone would agree that military national defense are key. And yet, in the chapter on the war in the U.S. military in my book, I actually name the generals that he's purged. He purged them the way Stalin did, except in a little different way. Remember when Stalin seized power, he became a madman later on, and he shot his generals. People don't realize he purged the Soviet military of some of the greatest generals because he was afraid they would coup against him.
He killed thousands of officers, hundreds of generals.
Well, Obama's just firing them by threatening to take away their pension. Now, why is he doing it? Because he recognized, as anyone can see, any student of history, even amateur student of history, the one element of this government that could have stood up to this left-wing, fanatical, insane dictatorship was the military. So right after Benghazi, four generals were dismissed because they were ready to send aid and defend the embassy, save Chris Stevens. They were ready to testify to that effect. He fired them, including a general, African-American general with 28 years of loyal service to this country. He was dismissed. Not one word in the media over this, Alex. I have their names, ranks, and serial numbers in Stop the Coming Civil War. That was the beginning. How many majors did we read he was purging? 8,000. How many captains did we read he's purging and dismissing from the military? Thousands. So what's left? The cannon fodder. The followers will follow the four horsewomen of the apocalypse surrounding Obama, or worse yet, the Muslim sisterhood, which seems to be advising him right inside the White House.
It is a Twilight Zone episode, because I would hear you and others talk about the caliphate 10 years ago and just go, give me a break.
Right.
And then 8 years ago when Obama was running for office. And now it's like the Twilight Zone with his brother and his cousin funding the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Why would our government want to overthrow our ally in Egypt and put Al-Qaeda light in? Why would they want to topple Assad and put Al-Qaeda in? Why? What is the master plan geopolitically from your view, Michael Savage, with Russia and all of it? And then I want to tie it into the hot civil war. I get from your book, and I agree, we're in a civil war, a culture war, and it's heating up. But they're pushing this flashpoint, and I want to stop that.
We all want to stop it because nobody wins from a civil war. Look at Syria. How many years has it been going on? How many hundreds of thousands?
4 years.
how many cities are in ruin. We don't want a civil war. Here's the scary part, and I hate to use the word because I'm not into childish words. One of Obama's mentors was Abraham Lincoln. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, Abraham Lincoln was a wonderful man for some, but a monster to others. People don't even understand what Lincoln did to us. Lincoln was not a humanitarian. He was an opportunist who further divided a politically polarized country simply because he wanted to dominate the southern states economically. He was no saint. Do you know this? Very few people know this about Lincoln. And this is very important because Obama has said Lincoln is one of his mentors. Under the rights that Lincoln granted himself in the 1862 Proclamation, a stunning overreach of executive power, Abraham Lincoln violated American civil rights with impunity. He is estimated to have arrested and imprisoned some 20,000 civilians and detained them without trials. That was 20,000 in the 1860s.
Members of Congress.
Yeah, but you know that. I know that. And Obama knows that. Now, here's another one, Alex, and it's all in Stop the Coming Civil War. Lincoln kept Southern prisoners of war in internment camps under deplorable conditions. He may be on a penny, on the old Lincoln penny, but at Fort Delaware, more than 2,000 Confederate soldiers died of scurvy and dysentery in a camp plagued by filth and vermin. Confederate prisoners in the Union camp at Rock Island were reduced to eating rats, and with their clothing and rags were unable to withstand the winter cold. They were tortured by being hung by their thumbs. Now, if that's not the action of a dictator, I don't know what is. And yet, if you mention one word of this, right away they say, oh, so you're in favor of slavery. No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that at all. What I said was, is Lincoln is one of Obama's mentors. God knows who else is. It could be Ho Chi Minh or Mao Zedong or Fidel Castro or Hugo Chavez.
Well, we know it's Saul Alinsky, and now we have the Hillary papers where she's worshiping him.
Well, you know, people change in time. Let's hope that Hillary, with all of the money that they've made, have become somewhat capitalistic and a little more greedy. It's the only thing that could save us, but I doubt it, because Leninists were always rich. I mean, they're not Marxists. People get it wrong. It's, oh, they're Marxists. No, it's not Marxism. It's Leninism. It's much different. You know, it's like a cousin, as you well know. But it's even beyond that. I don't know what it is. I sometimes think that it's not even Marxism or Leninism. It's pure, unadulterated mafia greed.
That's it. It's mafia masquerading with a pseudo-intellectual communist pantheon to fool a bunch of poor people into becoming slaves in a giant work camp.
Period. It's all about money. Do you know how much money is being made on these unaccompanied minors from Central America? Did you see that article that came out showing how much the Baptist Family Services got from the federal government?
Yeah, hundreds of millions. And each little Democratic family per group of two illegals gets $6,000 to $7,000 a month. So it's a giant mafia payoff.
Bingo. Look at the money, the fortunes that are being made on these children. Now, let's go to Ebola, which is wakening people up because they're scared. As I've said before, you know, this is my field, is epidemics. Microbes do not discriminate. Here's the good news, I say to my communist, liberal, hipster friends with scraggly beards. The microbes don't know you're a good liberal who love, you know, all of the good things of the world. They don't know if you're black, white, Asian, blah, 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 gay, straight. All they know is that you're a warm body and a good host, and they like to proliferate inside warm bodies that are good hosts. So when an epidemic starts to spread, it will spread. It'll go to liberals. It'll go to this one, that one. They're waking up to that. Even common sense sometimes permeates the most drug-addled brain. And perhaps, just perhaps, they'll come to understand that my message of borders, language, and culture was not just some crackpot right-wing jargon. Maybe there's a definition that has meaning. Why the hell did a nation create borders? Why did a nation define itself by borders? Let's start with the most obvious, Alex. What is a border? A border is made to keep certain people out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like having a door on your house. I mean, it's you gotta have
a cell wall. I compare it to every human cell has a cell wall, right? A membrane.
Yes.
In a plant cell is surrounded by a thick cell membrane. Well, once the integrity of the membrane is punctured, the good protoplasm oozes out and bad stuff oozes into the cell and the body gets sick and dies. That's exactly what a border was created for. Keep out the bad, protect those on this side, It's a basic premise of survival.
That's right. Dr. Savage, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. And again, he's got a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology, nutrition sciences, and also in medical anthropology. So he knows the history of diseases. He has a PhD in that, folks. So we're going to hear from a real expert historically. Black plague, you name it, Ebola, what he thinks is going on with Ebola, and why. My big question, I want to get his take on this. Why would the government not stop the flights when everybody else is and be so obvious? If there is an epidemic here, how are they going to get a...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On the eve of Thanksgiving this year, I was thinking, what am I really thankful for? And I got to tell you, it's my family. It's all the blessings of liberty that our forebears secured. And it's you, the listeners of the broadcast, who've made everything we do possible. This Black Friday, I decided to bring you the biggest special we've ever offered on any of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm talking about Silver Bullet Loyal Silver that we've been sold out of for months. This time, I doubled down and got even more. As of me taping this, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we have already sold half of it. So instead of keeping the price at its regular discounted price, we are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on single bottles. But if you get four bottles, we're going to give you the fifth one free and the free shipping. I don't know how long this special will run, but if supplies last, we will extend it out until Cyber Monday. You'll find powerful nutraceuticals like Silver Bullet and others at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, this is Alex Jones wishing you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving and thanking you all for your support of freedom.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got to say it. There are not a lot of originals out there in political talk radio. The main pack kind of follows one mainline Republican view. But I've got to say, trailblazing in the last 20 years are Michael Savage and Alex Jones. Michael Savage was a lot bigger than I was before this show became the phenomenon it is right now. And I, quite frankly, I was just talking to him about this during the break. I'm not in competition with him. He's not in competition with me. Kind of like he works with WorldNet Daily. I plug them every day. Or Drudge or anybody else. I just want to have a free country. I don't want to see a civil war. I've got a ranch in East Texas we've had since 1829 that we got Mexican land grant on. I just want to live in a free country and raise my three children, just like Michael Savage has kids and grandkids. I mean, there comes a time when you just can't go along with the system. Now, Michael and I can clearly say I've never done that, but all these other talk show hosts and all these other Republicans and Democrats and people, what Michael was just saying about something like Ebola, doesn't care what color you are or where you're from or what your sexual preference is or what race you are, the government's gone insane. Now, their plan is wreck the country like old-fashioned wreckers and go loot the ship, but most folks won't know what a wrecker is. It's not something that comes and picks your car up when it's parked in the wrong space. But that's the vulture mentality of the political class. Look at this news story right here out of KIRO-TV. CDC not taking extra Ebola precautions at SeaTac Airport. They are flying in dozens of people every few weeks. It's over 25 people that have Ebola. Someone they brought into Spain has now spread Ebola at the hospital. And people are getting it. The Ebola patient in Dallas died. They didn't even quarantine the family for days. They didn't clean the ambulance for days. They are violating the default positions. Now, that's a civil war against America. When France and England and Saudi Arabia have banned flights a month and a half ago, we don't ban them. The CDC comes out and says banning them would make it worse. That's like saying, you know... winning a lottery would make you lose money. It's just total asinine. 2 + 2 = 5. Stop the coming civil war. My Savage Truth, Michael Savage, the new book available now in bookstores and, of course, on Amazon and at WorldNet Daily and everywhere else, michaelsavage.com. And I don't have stock in the book, folks. This is what I've been hammering. He hits a lot of angles I don't hit, hits a lot of the angles we do. This is great to give people out there and say, hey, love your kids? Now's the time. And I want to get specifically into where he sees the Civil War going if we don't stop it, things we can do to turn this around. But Dr. Savage, you were starting to get into the epidemiology of this clearly mutated, incubating 21 days, able to spread longer. You've got multiple degrees in medical anthropology, so the history of diseases and their spread. Degrees in nutrition sciences, degrees in medical botany, which is a medical degree. For people to understand, you're a key expert to speak on Ebola. Break down Ebola and then expand how you see things unfolding. You envisioned it decades ago. You've been very accurate with the lay of the land. Totally open borders, open treason, 10 ISIS fighters crossing the border. Congressman Hunter learned from Homeland Security. Total stand down. I want the big picture, what you think the criminals at Pennsylvania Avenue are planning. But first, Ebola.
Well, I called him President Ebola 2 weeks ago. I thought that cute little phrase might stick. I'm glad to see the Ebola bumper stickers in L.A. with the O in the middle. But that's not going to get us where we want to go. This is going to be possibly the lifesaver for America. There's a clamoring coming up from the people. They're screaming, what the hell are they doing? When I saw that Friedkin from CDC speaking, saying, don't worry, we're in control, I was screaming. I know where Friedkin came from. I know who put him in. Here's the part that kills me. Not one person in the medical establishment is speaking out about Ebola in the proper manner, nor about the ED68 virus from Central America, which is now raging through our schools. Think about this, Alex. You would think that several doctors, MPH, epidemiologists, docs, would say, wait a minute, we know where the virus comes from with the ED68. It's endemic in Central America. We can prove it. Just look at the DNA of the virus. No one says a word. We're living in the ex-Soviet Union in the 1950s when there was a government and then there was no medical establishment. In fact, during the 50s, there was a thing called the Lysenko affair. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
I do, yeah.
It was false science put out by the government. And if anyone said otherwise, even though scientists knew it was all bull, you know what, they were dismissed from the universities or put into the
gulag. Yeah, they were saying you soak the wheat in the water and it makes it grow better and all this other crazy stuff that killed tens of millions.
Okay. We now have a government scientific medical complex. Whatever the four horsewomen of the apocalypse say in the White House, the little parrots like Friedkin and Fauci at the NIH repeat like little parrots. We don't have any scientists left in this country. Their government
says it's like global warming. They say no one disagrees that global warming's real. Pay Al Gore money, even though it's a total fraud on record.
Well, okay, that's one thing. We know that's just a scam for money for the grifters. But now the Ebola This is no longer just greed. This is going to kill people. Why have they not stopped flights? As I keep saying, and this is the simplest point I can make to the doubting Thomasettes out there, African dictators and nations around the Ebola plague nations don't permit them to travel to their countries. Ipso facto, third world African dictators have more common sense than Barack Ebola. How is that possible? Why is he not being forced to ban flights? How can we keep hearing this crap about it'll cause an insurrection in Liberia?
Well, what's at his heart? Well, I mean, you know psychology. I want your take. Why are they trying to be over the top? To break our will? To just exercise raw power? Why is it so naked when it discredits them? The optics destroy them. They don't care.
I think that many of them are drugged, to be frank with you. I look at them and I watch them speak.
I watch them.
I look at their faces and I watch their mouths. There's a disconnect from reality.
They do look like mental patients. They are mentally ill.
Well, I wrote a book in 2005 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. It wasn't written in jest. Because many people say, well, why would they do this? I said, well, take this formula and plug it in. Liberalism is a mental disorder. It applies, Alex. I think they're crazy. They're drugged. They're on medication. They're like on antidepressants, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're like robots. They're robotic. Let's go back a few weeks. Remember the fence jumper at the White House that got all the way into the White House, how they lied to us about that one?
Yes.
What was that, Alex? I'm sure you covered it in detail. How is that related to what we're talking about, if at all, Alex? What was that?
What's your take on it?
I'm sorry. I think that there was an attempt by elements within this government to send the warning into the White House.
That's what I'm getting from the military and others, is they really realize they're bringing the whole country down right now, and there is a major power struggle internally.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason, or some caller said, Mike, you have it backwards. This was a false flag event to permit the White House to demand a bigger security barrier around the White House,
sure,
meaning a cordon sanitaire that's two blocks wide. So I kept saying, wait a minute. 2 years ago, an unarmed black woman with a baby in the back was executed by the Secret Service and the Park Police. Remember that incident?
Yeah.
She got lost. She was driving around. She wasn't anywhere near the White House. And they whacked her in the car with a fusillade of bullets with a baby in the back. Not only were they not indicted, they were given commendations for their bravery. How come she was executed and the fence jumper wasn't even attacked by a police dog? What's that about?
It does look staged.
Okay, so it's staged one way or the other. Take your pick, right? Stage to send a message saying, hey, excuse me, or to tell us he needs a bigger cordon sanitaire, sort of like, let us say, Uruguay or Paraguay with tanks on the White House lawn, maybe.
I made you digress. Get back into Ebola and how serious you think it is, and how could they try to get away with this? Because either way, they've ordered a stand down. They've ordered a stand down on default medical procedures, CDC law, policy. What's happening?
Okay, well, your question implies that they want it to spread. But I don't think that's the reason. I believe it goes back to the doxies and the agenda of the radical left, which is open borders, open borders, open borders. It's a religion to them, Alex. And as you well know, religious fanatics will keep repeating the doxies of their religion, no matter what's going on around them. So the doxy is keep the borders open, keep the borders open, good for America, good for the economy, keep the borders open. The minute they would close flights or suspend flights from Liberia and other plague
nations, would reaffirm common sense, and then that would be the beginning of the end of their religion.
That's right. Then the religion would have to say, wait a minute, if you're closing that, why don't you close the border to Mexico? See, so they can't afford to reverse any agenda item. That's part of their strategy. Never, ever relent. Not for one second, even if people are dying around
you. I agree with you. That's why the CDC said we can't close the border.
The CDC chief should be arrested. He gets me enraged. I know who put him in power, and I know why he was put in power. It was to prevent quarantine during the AIDS epidemic. They put friendly people in every public health department across the United States. You look around, you'll see what I'm talking about. And that was to prevent quarantine during the early days of the AIDS epidemic. And they've never, ever changed their protocols on any disease. And now we see we have Ebola coming in, which is far more devastating than AIDS in terms of it kills quicker, okay? Let's be clear. And yet there's no nothing we put in place here. And Obama gives speeches that everything's in charge. We know what we're doing. We got medical care. Nonsense. But this is just the beginning. Alec, they sent 3,000 to 5,000 troops to Africa. Now, why would they knowingly put our men and women at risk?
And the military brass said it won't even do anything. It's just it's like sponges to go soak up Ebola.
Take a look at the military brass. He purged all those in the military who might have stood up to him. So now you've got yes men who look like ushers in a movie theater. I mean, don't they?
They do.
And what I love most is this clown Panetta, who decimated the military, was one of the worst hatchet men in the history of the U.S. military, the worst man for national security ever, now is putting out a book making believe that he's opposing Obama in some way. And by the way, Alex, this is cute. Every bookstore has like 1,000 copies of his book and 20 of mine. My book was cleaned out the first day yesterday. His books are still sitting there in stacks. And yet everywhere you turn, there's Panetta on O'Reilly. There's Panetta at USA Today. Where's Savage? Never heard of him. Who's he?
Well, that's because they don't want real folk heroes or real independent journalists or real independent firebrands to rally the people out of this. So they block. I mean, that's the seal of anybody who's really good is they block them. Notice Piers Morgan was on Fox for 10 minutes today throwing Obama under the bus. What does that signify that even the redcoat worshiper of Obama is now leaving the sinking ship?
What does it tell you that the idiots at Fox would rather have a man who was thrown off television because of poor ratings than someone who can tell the truth about Ebola, ED-68, the decimation of our military, the plans for another civil war to seize our guns? What does it tell you? It's all the government media complex, Alex. We're both voices in the wilderness here. It doesn't mean we're not going to win, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because our audience is that's another thing. We talk about Fox, average show, about 2.5 million listeners. MSNBC now, average show about 300,000. CNN, average show about 300,000. That's joke level. I mean, one of your big affiliates in like New York City or something's got hundreds of thousands an hour. Some of our big affiliates have 60, 70,000 an hour. Rated, shown, known, you know, instant ratings on their radios. We know. I got 3 million a day. You got 6, 7, 8 million a day. I get 10, 15 million YouTube views a week. But still, it's like a facade that there's the big mainstream media. They've got all the answers. They're the big man behind the curtain, the wonderful Oz.
Well, we understand the powers that be and what's involved here. You know, we're bucking the system with the salmon swimming upstream to spawn the truth, to use a crude analogy. And let's just hope that when we finally do spawn, we don't die in the tidal.
Exactly. I don't be eaten by a Kodiak. Now, shift gears back to what you just said, because that's the part of the book I'm getting to. The hot war, the hot civil war to brand the Patriots as the terrorists, to get the shooting war going, to take the guns. Get into that. I mean, I know it's in the book, but break down your real fear of where they may want to take us.
Well, I think you just said it, Alex. Here's the thing. How do you stop them is the question. What is the point of a person reading a book like Stop the Coming Civil War? I keep saying, and you probably disagree with me entirely, the election coming up in November is key to the salvation of the nation. Let me explain.
No, I agree with you.
Okay, because many people say, well, wait a minute. You're saying let the Republicans take back the Senate and what? You're going to have Boehner now in charge? Yes. Let me explain why. Here's my theory. The Democrat Socialist Islamist Party, which is what I call Democrats now, DSI, Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA, is a closed shop. It's a mafia. You cannot reach them. Nobody can reach Reid or Pelosi or...
It's a cult. We have a chance in the Republicans.
Because they're weaker. See, that's my theory. The Republicans are weaker and more frightful. And once they are given the power again by we the people, they're going to have hell to pay if they don't do what we want with regard to borders, language, and culture. Sealing the borders, rebuilding the military, recreating national security, getting rid of the devils that were put into every agency in the country. And we're going to lobby them through town hall meetings. And we're going to reach them, Alex, because they're reachable. They're going to be reachable. We're going to make them reachable. That's my theory, Alex.
Well, certainly once the Democrats aren't in control of the Justice Department, they can't be blackmailing or harassing people anymore. So we can give the libertarian movement, the constitutional movement, a chance, which is why you see Democrats and Republicans at the top organize together against the real Tea Party. Not that it's perfect, but that it's one of our only shots nonviolently.
That's right. It's the only shot we have nonviolently. That's correct. That's all we've got is this election in November. So in World at Daily headline the article 30 Days to Save America, I was quite impressed because they actually broke it down. That is what I'm saying and Stop the Coming Civil War. So if people talk to someone in their family, you know, in every family there's a liberal and a conservative and a libertarian, right? Get that one person in the family to swing their vote over to the R side, explain why, and just talk about Ebola, just talk about national security, talk about the purging of the generals. But here's a shocking fact that is on page, I think, you know, you're not going to believe me. Do you know how many people have been killed who are ready to testify on Benghazi?
How many?
15.
Wow.
15. I don't know how I dug this one up. I'm almost afraid to read it on the air. I'm, you know, this Marxist, Leninist culture that we're talking about. It's on page 71. Can I read you the paragraph?
Go ahead.
On January 2014, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its bipartisan report on the Benghazi terrorist attacks. It contained information so shocking, I can't believe it hasn't been the focus of an investigation. The report said that as many as 15 people supporting the investigation or otherwise helpful to the United States have been killed in Benghazi since the September 11, 2011 attacks, reference number 30. 15 people who helped us in Benghazi have been killed since then. So how could that be? Are we not to believe that their identities were not leaked into the hands of jihadists overseas because they helped us? Could it not be that the purging of our own seasoned military commanders may go well beyond what happened in Benghazi? Now, I believe that there's still a contingent in the U.S. military that wants to see President Obama ousted. You believe that too, don't you?
Yes.
Well, he's continuing his purge of the U.S. military. And I want to ask something, Alex, of your listeners.
Hold it there. This is a key question. We're to come back in the final segment with Michael Savage straight ahead. I know he's a busy guy. If he wants to do 10 or 15 more minutes with us, he's welcome. He's probably got to go. Final six-minute segment with Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com, infowars.com is my site. I'm Alex Jones.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board, while supplies last. And to help everyone stock up before the next shortage, when you buy four bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the fifth one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I have not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
segment with Michael Savage, open phones, and a ton of breaking news in the third hour coming up before we end this transmission. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Front page of InfoWars.com, Ebola with the Obama symbol, the rising sun of tyranny. And it says anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, anti-liberty. Tyranny is a disease. So that's a great way to basically equate Obama with the disease Ebola to help wake up the people of this country and the rest of the world. Also, don't forget, you can learn what the system doesn't want you to know about immunity through real nascent iodine from the crystal form and also with DNA Force from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not going to belabor it, but the stuff in DNA Force is literally the equivalent of like just one serving, 500 cartons of blueberries. The CoQ10, the PPQ, all the stuff that's in it's patented, and it's the next level of vitamin C. It's beyond that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Michael Savage, we've got 5 minutes left. Thank you for the time. You've got the floor. You said you have a question for the military.
Yes, I have a question for the military. Do any of the leaders in the military understand what he's done to this country? Do they understand what Bagel has done to the military? Do they understand that there's no real war against ISIS? How many times have we seen that clown who looks like an usher come out from the Defense Department and tell us that today we destroyed two trucks? So let's say it cost us $35 million and these incredible pilots to blow up two Toyota trucks with three ragheads in it. Why are they not blowing up any of the M1A Sherman, the Abrams tanks that were stolen from the Iraqi military? When those cowards in the Iraqi military threw down their weapons and abandoned their bases, they took our Abrams tanks. Remember, ISIS did? Have you yet seen one Abrams tank blown up? No. Why? Because this entire war against ISIS is a sham. It's a pretext for invading Syria, taking down Assad, and leading to the wholesale slaughter of Christians and other Alawites in Syria. We're about to see another Holocaust occur. Why is this allowed to go on? How can the West permit this? Because there is no West anymore. There is no West. The leadership has been compromised, taken over. I'm actually begging those in the military who know what's going on to speak out long before they're retired and suddenly grow a pair of you-know-what. I love all these retired generals who are sudden, regular guests on Fox and CNN telling us all of the bad things that happened when they were generals. The trick is to speak out while you are a general, not after you're, you know, retired. This is it. We have no time left. We're not surviving two more years of Ebola. It's impossible. And I say that from a statistical point of view. Look at what he's done in these 6 years. Now follow the arc to 8 years. It's metastasizing. It's geometrically progressing.
He's accelerating.
It is. It's not going to be just two more years of this mild socialist, Leninist, you know, slow movement. It's going to escalate and ratchet up. He wants an insurrection. He wants a pretext. He wants his Kristallnacht. He wants to take the guns. He wants to arrest people. He wants to detain people for their own safety. He wants to do all the things that we've feared at our worst. And I'm terrified that he might use Ebola as a pretext. Rather than being impeached for this, for bringing it in, letting it come in, he's liable to use it to gain even more power. That's my worst fear, Alex. That's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War.
He's been signing executive orders for open martial law. Can he get away with it, though, if they let Ebola spread and then use that to grab power?
Sure he can. Who's going to stop him? John Boehner? The New York Times? That's what I'm worried about.
It is the yes-men attitude that's allowing this evil to take over.
I don't know. I think the West is paralyzed, drugged. I think it's just drugged to death. I look around, I see drugs everywhere I see. I look at the Congress, they look like robotic.
You're right. MichaelSavage.com, Stop the Coming Civil War. The book's selling out everywhere. Thank you so much for the time. Michael and I and many others are just trying to wake people up. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Alex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the eve of Thanksgiving this year, I was thinking, what am I really thankful for? And I got to tell you, it's my family. It's all the blessings of liberty that our forebears secured. And it's you, the listeners of the broadcast, who've made everything we do possible. This Black Friday, I decided to bring you the biggest special we've ever offered on any of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm talking about Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver that we've been sold out of for months. This time I doubled down and got even more. As of me taping this, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we have already sold half of it. So instead of keeping the price at its regular discounted price, we are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on single bottles. But if you get four bottles, we're going to give you the fifth one free and the free shipping. I don't know how long this special will run, but if supplies last, we will extend it out until Cyber Monday. You'll find powerful nutraceuticals like Silver Bullet and others at InfoWarsLife.com by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, this is Alex Jones wishing you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving and thanking you all for your support of